Let's go back to the lines on KSFO. Randy has checked in. Randy, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian. Listen, you were talking about the possibility of them coming and taking away our weapons.
Well, if they can get a couple Supreme Court justices on there to bolster their ranks, if they can get a 5-4 majority instead of a 5-4 minority, right. I've got news for you. Those five judges will agree, as the four did, that the Second Amendment does not apply to individuals.
I agree, but the point I wanted to make was, you know, if they come to get my guns, I'll give them to them, but I'll give them to them after I use all my ammo.
I've heard this from so many people. I've heard this from women. I've heard women say the same thing. And that's something that they have to be thinking about. So I'm wondering, if it comes to that, would they grandfather in all those who currently have guns and they'll just sell no more? It'll be a real problem because there are a lot of us who take this very, very seriously. Our guns are not for hunting, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, listen, appreciate your call on KSFO. I don't use my guns for hunting. Now, maybe some of you do. Great. It's fantastic. But I know that those of you who do also use them for, would not be afraid to use them for purposes of self-defense, for example. Right? Right. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Let's go to Dave in Concord. Dave's got a good one for us.